Warning, there are some evil people stealing your money while using my videos, making you think it's me you're sending your money to, who have set up a website in my name and attached my email by hooking it up to a PayPal account. While I myself am a homeless, sleeping out in the snow and in forests, trying to get something to eat. So here you can see the title of this film, where I'm sleeping outside. Well, I've done loads of films like that. Cybercrime and cyber criminals like these ones here are all over the internet, and they're absolutely ruthless and fully protected by the authorities and their police, filling up their pockets themselves through policing for profit, trying to find a maximum amount of slaves during their hard working day, so they can buy all the latest goodies too, the FBI already have. These cyber criminals have also opened up a YouTube channel in my name in order to steal your good-hearted money that was meant for me. More and more good people have sent me mails over the last years asking me if I got the money all right on my PayPal bank account. Say what? Well, I don't even have a PayPal bank account. Yeah, look, there are even YouTube tutorials saying how to run a fake YouTube channel successfully and make huge money, while YouTube only gives honest video makers like me strike after strike after strike. But hey, stealing money is no hate speech. It's the universal love for money in the rat race for Pharaoh's slaves. And as I'm a homeless, not having a place to work, I couldn't even warn you by making a video about that, which I finally do now. So I say it loud and clear again, I don't have a website, and I never had one, and probably never will either. I guess I wasn't made for this money world anyway. I just can't wrap my head around it somehow. I wasn't made for this world at all, and can't understand the greed for even more and more that occupies people's black hearts. So I have three YouTube channels left, which I'll show you now. And if Pharaoh would let me have a bank account one day, then I'd put it in the About section in two of my channels, and I would let you know in a video. So here's the About section, I'll show it in a minute. And here is Channels, where my other two channels are. And this is one of my channels, Central Intelligence Agency. So I have three channels, and I'll show you the About. So, just a minute. So you see, in the same channel, Central Intelligence Agency with the Cocaine Import Agency logo, because it's a parody, yeah. The About section has another color, it has a black line, so I'm in the About section. There's no website, there's no PayPal, there's no please give me money, nothing, you see. Here is my email, swisstorture@gmail.com. So if I would have a bank account one day, I'd be making videos for 10 years. I never asked anybody anything. I never had a bank account because Pharaoh won't give me one. So, but if I would have one, I'll put it here, right in the About section. That's all. Now I'll show you the other two channels. So you see, I'm still in the Central Intelligence Agency channel. Here was the About before. There was the black line here. Now the black line is here under Channels. I just click Channels. And these are my other two channels, Homeland Security and Gatsefratz. So I'll put a, if I'd have a bank account or website or PayPal or whatever, I'll put it in the about section in one of these, in this channel here as well. Right, so don't have yourself fooled by cyber criminals, eh? As they say, there are only two kinds of people, the haves and the have-nots. And I guess I'm destined to belong to the latter group. Well, at least I'll be in the majority, eh? For not having this video get too boring, talking about money-related problems, and I hate to talk about money, I will end this short video by showing you some interesting images and details I've come across. So here's the logo of the Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, probably scamming you right now because of the corona. And we can all see the Freemason pyramids here. Here on the blue side, it's again the colors blue, red and white, pharaonic colors. It's a concept of four. There are four lines in blue for the wall, because that's us. We are the concept of four, the base of the pyramid. And here is the concept of three. That's them going up like in the pyramid. It's red. It's the old world order. And the old world order, that's the feudal vertical rule of the aristocracy, which is them. Red is the color for the royalists. So we got the royalists, that's them. We got us, the people, and we're all in the white, which is the new world order. Gee, Mount Sinai. I didn't know they had any mountains in New York. You remember my Gurkha? Oh, mountains in New York? I'll show you any mountains on my Homeland Security. Go and have a look. So, yeah, Mount Sinai. Couldn't they find something nearer? Hey, Mount Sinai. So here, look, it says Sinai. That's the peninsula. And here's Giza, Cairo, the big pyramids here. So what do we find in Sinai? Pyramids and pharaohs. So the pharaohs are in New York with their pyramid logo and the concept of three and four of the Freemasons, the pharaonic colors, the blue war crown for us, the concept of four, because we do the wars for them, and red for them, for the hierarchical pyramid. Hey, one more time. So here's New York. So it is the hospital in New York, all right? Not that, you know, it says here, find a doctor. What happened? And well, here's the logo again, right? Ah, well, talking about doctors and hospitals with pyramids and pyramid logos and Freemason symbols. Well, look here, we got Jeffrey Epstein together with Bill Gates, and one of these is called Huber, the Swiss Huber, probably this one if I see his head. And well, they're all the witch doctors, hey? They love their sort of logos. And look at the light here behind them. The light bearer. What is this statue doing here? Has it got a ball on its head? You know, like the world domination. It's all one bunch. It's all pyramids and pyramid logos, witch doctors, pharaohs. Right? Look, it's all the sun rays coming out from behind them. Looks like the Messiah himself, right? So while talking about doctors and medicines and like the Mount Sinai Hospital and Bill Gates viruses, so I've already shown you this in my video on Homeland Security about Novartis, and they're having a laboratory, this one here, a lab in Shanghai next to Wuhan. And they are very criminal enterprise. But there were two things I wanted to add here. First of all, I looked at the anagram of Novartis and I immediately saw the word Tsar, S-A-R, which means a king or a pharaoh, like in a sarcophag or Caesar or the Tsars, like a sarcophagus. And then I saw the word von, which is also aristocratic. It's an aristocratic German name, you know, like von Stauffenberg, you know, like all of them who has von in front of their names, they are aristocrats. So what does it leave us? Ti. And Ti is the name of the element titanium. And it's also a female name, Ti. There are some famous people who were called Ti. So you get the name titanium von Sar, which is interesting. Might be far-fetched, but I mean, far-fetching, this is what these people do. This is what they like. Go far-fetching, so we don't understand it. And it's obvious, you know, von and Sar and Ti. I don't really know how to put it together, but it's an interesting anagram. And all these names of all these, you know, symbols, it all has a meaning. The same as this thing here. And I told you in that video I did about this, that it looks like an artificial insemination. You know, the injection needle here into the egg. And there's also the crescent moon here, which is not a coincidence. It's even yellow, right? Because the Knights Templars, they were teamed up with the Caliphate. And this is what we see now in Europe. We've got the Eurabia going on. And again, I have no problems with Arabic people, and I mean the people, or Muslims, not at all. I meet a lot of nice Muslims who take me hitchhiking and give me food. So, but it's not them, you know, it's the caliphate, the caliph is the aristocracy. So the Sharia, Sharia, there you got the word again, Sar, it's by Pharaoh. And I saw this recently, or like two years back, of the Prince Morris. So I'm going to show you this now. Another prince, another von Sar. And he's showing this, you know, the artificial insemination. I mean, this is where they want to go to, make us infertile. I mean, this is the consequence of the corona. First, they bring us to us, you know, and then they do they give us the vaccinations. We are infertile, and then there's the artificial insemination. I mean, in the logo, it shows the agenda where they want to lead us to. It also like a, well, it has the colors as well, you know, red, blue, and yellow. You know, you could say it's white. Because like old things, you know, like white gets a bit yellowish, you know. The moon, is it really yellow? It's often depicted as yellow, but in fact it's white. So I'll show it to you. It's coming up. So here it is. It's the artificial insemination here. This is a whole circle, and this is the video. Here's the title, so you punch it in yourself. And you see this a lot, you know. And actually, this thing here is also a part of a pentagon, the pentagon cross, the satanic cross, you know, like this, and, you know. And I found the concept of 3 and 4, and this was in the Netherlands, on a site of the Prince Maurus, same name as Saint Maurus, the Roman pharaonic killer, who was already in Switzerland, who settled down there with his legions in the 3rd century after Christ, 3rd century, yeah. So it's the same thing as on the Novartis. And again, it's a prince, it's Tsar, it's the aristocracy, it's Pharaoh. So this here is what a Muslim subscriber sent me. On the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, there's even a sun hieroglyph and an octagon on it. He made a nice red circle around it. On top, so this is the holiest of the holiest for the Muslims. And of course, it's the king of Saudi Arabia, who is a pharaoh, who also destroyed the Jamarat. And the Jamarat is related to one of the five pillars of Islam, which is the Hajj. So that means the Hajj is not any more valuable. So in fact, Islam is not valid anymore. And if one of the five pillars has disappeared of Islam, then it's not valid anymore. They're all pharaohs, they're all destroying everything. As they infiltrated Christianity, they also infiltrated this here by all the kings and the queens and the caliph, the emir, the sultan, they're all pharaohs, it's all Fir'aun. So this again is the Masjid al-Haram, this is a little bit more down. And the sun hieroglyph, I mean, why are there symbols of Fir'aun? Because the king of Saudi Arabia, you know, the house of Saud, the Per Saud, they're all pharaohs, it's all Fir'aun, everything is. And dear Muslim friends, I mean, we all have the same enemy, all peoples of this earth, we all have the same enemy. We must team up all together against this enemy. We're not each other's enemy. I mean, everybody should go to his own place, maybe his own nest, you know, but we are not enemies, you know. The enemy is Fir'aun, as it says in the Quran. So what is the Jamarat when they were Muslims have to throw stones at three obelisks? And in 2004, the king of Saudi Arabia, he had it exploded with C4, with explosives. I had a film about it on Gure, on my other channel, but it got taken away. I think I still got something on my channel, Gatsefrat, where you can see the explosion. And so the Hajj and one of the five pillars of Islam is not valid anymore. Fir'aun wants to destroy everything. So, I mean, dear Muslims, the biggest enemy is the enemy of within. The white man or the Christians or the Jews, they're not your enemy. The same for Christians, you know, the enemy is the Pharaoh. Read your Bible, Pharaoh is the enemy. Read the Quran, Fir'aun is the enemy. Even here in the holiest of holiest, you see this satanic symbols, and they attract demons. And you know, you must do a lot of praying. That's why they do a lot of praying, because of all, get rid of all the demons you get there, of these pharaohs and their symbols. So here I have something on the Islamic Jamarat on one of my older videos here, my channel Gatsefrat. So here's the title, just punch it in. It says Jamarat. But it's not, I don't think I've got the footage in this one. It was on my channel Gure, and that's gone forever. This, all my other channels, I will take it down as well, probably. So not many Muslims know this, that they destroyed the Jamarat. And so go and have a look at it. It's an interesting film, this one here. It tells you some more things about, you know, the biggest discovery of the 20th century happened on March 3rd, 1938. Very important. In Saudi Arabia, when the biggest oil reserve was found in the Arabian desert, enabling World War II with annexation of Austria 10 days later. Because it needs a lot of petrol, a lot of oil, you know, to wage a war. And they had the enormous oil well. So the Second World War could start, eh? The fun could start for the pharaohs, Fir'aun. So the same Muslim guy from Yugoslavia who found me the satanic occult symbols on the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, and he found it himself, so respect, bro. He sent me this. I made this video about this ship called the Swiss Corona, traveling down rivers and the Mediterranean in Europe. Imagine a ship called the MS. Well, again, MS, Mason, Swiss Corona. And as I've been telling you, the word Ri, it means the sun. And look, they made a sun around the Ri. And this Muslim guy saw it and he sent it to me. So thanks, bro. Really good. I didn't even see it. So I'll show you the name of this video in a moment. I talked about it in my the Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil, I think, part 3. And I also have it on my channel, Homeland Security, talking about the Swiss Corona ship. And I mean, look, there's the sun around Rie. Why do they do it? You know, there's a reason for it. Because Rie, it means the sun in Demotic, the Pharaonic language. Rie is the sun. There's nothing without the reason for these people, our masters. And they love it, you know, like to hide it in plain sight. Oh, they love it, right? And at the same time, this is the concept of three, and it's the compass. And the compass is them. And they come out of the sun, apparently. You know, so it all fits together. So it's on this YouTube channel, Planet Cruise. Here's the title. Yeah. And on 2 minutes 31, and you can see a lot of more things. You can see this Rie, Viera thing. And you see, the ship is called the MS Swiss Corona. And this is from 2014. Imagine, eh? So also go look at my film then at Homeland Security. It's something about the corona. Yeah, then I saw this in a film on YouTube. Look, it's like a decoration. You know, always a decoration on the wall. You know, it's square and compass. You know, the circle stands for the compass, and of course this is a square. And they all see it, you know, nice to, you know, to have some decoration like this on the wall and all your mates are seeing it, eh? Yeah, we're conspiring against the world. You know, if you have a visit, oh yeah, you too, you know, and then you do the handshake and okay, you belong to the club, oh, let's have a drink, eh? And you see, the interesting thing is here, this forms a Swiss cross here. And here in the middle, this circle isn't closed. These ones are are open, these compasses, and this one is not. There's all, yeah. And there's another concept of four, because there are four of them. And, it's already the concept of four, because it's a square. And this is the concept of three. So it says square and compass. With the compass, you can make this thing here. And they all see it. Then in another video someone sent me, I saw this disgusting secret symbol of the Pizzagate affair and the of the pedophiles and raping children, satanic stuff. So you all see the three dots here, right? Well, that's the concept of three. So it stands for the compass. And in the red, you see a square here. So it says square and compass. And this is what Freemasons do. I mean, they are satanic. It's all demons. The moment you take the oath and all that, you get loaded with demons. And it's all secret orders, doing secret, raping children. Kidnapping children, killing whistleblowers, put them in prison. They're the ones behind it. And it's all from Pharaoh's aristocracy. That's why we have the two pillars in blue, Yachin and Boaz, here behind. And blue, it means it's a war. Blue is the war crown, and it's a war against humanity, right? And here is the red for the red house, the old world order. That means the aristocracy, who are the ones who are doing it. And it's all in white, which means the new world order. That's where it all happened. So I'm not going to tell you what it means, this symbol in their lingo or description. It's disgusting. This is a very interesting story here. It's in the German Spiegel, and I don't want to click in it because I don't want any cookie cutters No cookies for me. And I met the great-granddaughter and the granddaughter as well of the Duke Alexander Schalza von Ehrenfeld. And he sued in the 60s, I think, or 1964, I think. But you can click on it yourself if you want. You know, have a look. You can read the whole article. It's, 1964. And the great-grandfather and the grandfather, he sued, like, the Hobby Templar organizations, you know, which pop up all over the internet. All these guys, you know, who want to be a Templar. But, you know, you have to be an aristocrat and of Pharaonic descent if you want to be a Templar or a Caliph or from a Muslim aristocrat. Otherwise, you can't be a real Templar. And this guy, out of the real Templars, his ancestors at least, he got really mad because of all these, they call him in German Schwindelunternehmen or Hobby Templars. And the real Templars don't like this. And so this is a proof, you know, that all these wannabe European white guys, you know, or sort of nationalist who think, oh, it's nice to be a Templar and, you know, and all that. They should know that they can never be a real Templar because it's the criteria is not the religion, as they showed us. The criteria for being a real Templar is being an aristocrat. And if you're not, you cannot be a real Templar. So the real Templars, you know, all these guys who want to be wannabe Templars, you know, it's nice, you know, to be in a costume and all that. It's like carnival, you know. You can show your mates and impress a girlfriend or whatever. I'm a real Templar. You don't mess with me, eh? So you have to know that your biggest enemy are the real Templars, eh? You wannabe Templars. And so Alexander Schalza von Ehrenfeld, the Duke, a real Duke, he sued him in court, and it was in it was all over the media in the 60s. And so this proves again that you cannot just be a Templar, you know, just put yourself on a some Templar clothes and buy yourself a sword in the internet. You cannot. It's impossible. And I met the great-granddaughter of the Duke Alexander Schalza von Ehrenfeld in Rennes-le-Château. And then she took me to Düsseldorf in Germany, and I talked to her mother, who was the granddaughter of the Duke Alexander Schalza von Ehrenfeld. And of course, I understood this interesting story with another... with another view. And I must say, the granddaughter of the Duke Alexander Schalza von Ehrenfeld, she had really good manners, very aristocratic, good manners. And there was quite a joy talking to this woman. Really good experience. Look, they even have astronomical scopes, are called ISAs. And they just, with the, it's just short for a longer term, I'll show that in a minute. I mean, it's all hidden, people. It's all pharaonic. It's all, and you, the slave, you're just there to feed them, eh? And to clean up the park while they're doing all these nice things like looking at the stars where they probably come from. And you can see it, this telescope called ISIS. So it's the Intermediate Dispersion Spectrograph and Imaging System called ISIS, short ISIS. They just make it so it fits ISIS. Hey? Even the Islamic State, it always have to fit ISIS or something. There's a clue somewhere anyway, like with the three and the four and in the images and their secret symbols or in the name, there's always a clue. And then there's this here. This is the crest or the coat of arms of the House of Rothschild, the Per Rothschild. And there's a lot more to see, but I just want to show you three things. First of all, there are three armors, which is the concept of three, which is them, our masters, and Rothschild, they are the aristocracy, the Jewish aristocracy, but they're not real Jews. They are pharaohs or the Erev Rav. It's the same thing as when you ask Prince Charles, "What are you, English? Are you the prince?" You know, he won't answer you, but he'd probably think, "English? No, that's the people. They play soccer." You know, and it's the same with Rothschild. They are not. They are pharaohs. They are no Jews. And it's probably the same house as Netanyahu and all the politicians. It's everywhere the same. We're all being ruled by Pharaoh and Freemasons in every country in the world. So that's why they have the seal of Solomon. And Solomon was a king over the Israelites. He was a pharaoh. So again, this has nothing to do with any Jews. And what I wanted to show you actually was the Isis horns here. Why do they have the Isis horns? And also Hathor, she has the same thing. And of course you've got the unicorn, but that's not really that important. The horns of Isis or Hathor, they're two different ones, eh? But Hathor also has these horns. And you see it everywhere, eh, nowadays. And then it's the concept of three, which stands for the concept, for the compass, and which is them, because it's 60 degrees, and with 60 degrees, three times, you can make a triangle, which is the side of the pyramid, which is the hierarchy. So the three is always them. So here's a depiction of Hathor with the same horns as in the as in the crest of Rothschild. And people say, you know, the historians and all that, the humans, I mean, what does it look like? Ah, it looks like a sun. Oh, it must be the sun. It's a bit more complicated than that, but that would take too long to explain that to you here. But you see the horns, right? The same thing. It's all pharaonic. Rothschild are pharaohs. And this is interesting from a stone carving in Egypt, you know, the Hathor horns. This is two times Hathor, one here and one here. And this is a woman in labor. As I told you, the Hathor is the goddess of the womb and of the unborn child, you know, related to vaccinations and infertility. You know, they want to control it all, right? And that's why the Masons and all that, they use it. And I saw it when I went into this satanic ritual place in an ancient Templar commandery, where I saw this reptilian statue and the statue of this, the woman with the skeletons growing out of her body. It's all related to this. This is their belief. And so Hathor, they need, you know, a woman in labor. She needs the help of, so this slave here, she needs the help of Hathor. Well, I mean, that's what people believed, huh? The goddess of the womb, and related to all the politicians doing the oval, the womb, you know, like folding their hands together, as I've shown you many, many, many times. So. And last but not least, this is where our masters, the pharaohs, the aristocracy, the Masons, the elite, how they call their base. The Alpine Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland. The Alpine Wonderland. Well, it's more like a nightmare to me, eh?